Twyla, you had mentioned middlemen here a bit ago, and of course, I think the Wall Street Journal actually mentioned the same thing recently. The question that I have for you, is there a place for middlemen in the drug process, or is that just a part of the corrupted financial leech that does nothing more than suck the blood from the patient? And we, you know, the patient seems to be the one who gets the bad end of the deal here.
The patient always gets the bad end of the deal because the patient is last on the food chain, as it were, even though the patient should be the first and foremost in the eyes of absolutely everyone. But there are all these entities leeching off of the patient-doctor relationship and illness. They're really, you know, taking advantage of illness. The third-party payer system and this middlemen, these are all middlemen. There's just a ton of middlemen. Imagine if you put middlemen in the way or in between you and the grocery store or in between you and buying your car. They would require a chunk of dough in order to do that. And if they could get the car dealer to raise the price of the car even farther, they'd get a bigger chunk of dough. Right? So they do not have an incentive to keep the cost down. They have an incentive to keep the cost high, because the greater the cost, the greater chunk that they get.
All right.
And that's all the patient's money.
Let me go back here and say, all right, now, the changes, we talked about Iowa, what they're doing. You mentioned Idaho as states perhaps getting into this to lower the overall cost of health care. Well, if that action happens on a more broad scale with the many states, will that be a mechanism to force down the middleman, squeeze the middleman, so to speak, in here and force down the price of drugs too?
Maybe. Because if hospitals found it more difficult to readily get access to cash from these health plans, which is seems a bit of a collusive thing to us, and they had more traditional health insurance policies, then the patients would look at every price. And there are some things that the patients would choose not to do. And if the doctor or the hospital thought they wanted it done, they'd have to find a cheaper way. And according to the Government Accountability Office, hospitals can get lower prices when they go directly to the source, when they go directly to the pharmacy company or the pharmaceutical company, for instance.